I'm going to prep you for the greatest road trip of your life.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y-like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over a list of the best US cities that every single man should travel to at least once in their life. This list is not going to be in any particular order, as some guys prefer certain cities and certain types of people over what other guys actually prefer. So there's, again, no order to this list. It's just the top 10 that I have found to be the best for single men. Before I get into that though, I do need to tell you guys about our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I highly suggest you take our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find the necessities for those links in the bio down below, along with our online dating website deals page and more. So without further ado, let's just jump into number one on the list, which is, of course, Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., if you didn't know, is the capital of the entire United States. The area itself is known for being very politically active, and some of the most important people in the world definitely come here to visit. Of course, with an environment like that, you can tend to find that the women there are very successful and very highly educated. I feel like it's important to note as well that Washington, D.C. actually has a higher rate of women than it does men, with there being 10 women for every 9 guys in this area. So if you're looking for strong, intelligent women to have a fun night out with, then Washington, D.C. is definitely going to be a great option for you to utilize. This is going to move me on to number 2 on my list, which is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia is yet another city where women outnumber men in a 10-to-9 ratio, just like in Washington, D.C. It's more affordable to live here as well in comparison to huge cities in the U.S. like L.A. or New York City, and so if you are planning on staying here, then it is going to be a more viable option. This city does also have a great nightlife too, so if you're into that type of scene, then Philadelphia is going to be a great choice. Outside of that as well, in Philadelphia, the weather is typically pretty tame, so if outdoorsy things are what you really like to do, like going out to the park or things along the lines of that, then Philadelphia is again going to be a great choice for you to utilize. You can just imagine all of the fun dates that you might go on going outdoors and then later in the night hanging out at some of the coolest clubs. So this is going to move me into number 3 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 3 on my list, which is Miami, Florida. Miami holds some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, which of course is going to attract some of the most beautiful women in the world as well. There are lots of places in Florida that do have a good beach scene, but Miami is on a completely different level. If you have heard of Florida Man, he's most likely not from Miami, as Miami is mostly known for its luxurious lifestyle. Not to mention as well, Miami is actually pretty close to Cuba as well, so if Latino women are really what catches your eye the most, then Miami is definitely going to be one of the top cities on this list for you. Because of all of these factors that I've listed, you're more often than not going to find that Miami is going to be on the top list for single guys to meet all over the internet of all of these people that do make these collaborative lists. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, which is Los Angeles, California. LA is known for its bikini-clad women and its nightlife, so if that's your type of thing, then definitely keep the city in mind. LA can be a great choice not only for young bachelors, but also those older bachelors who have a bit of money to spend as well. You'll certainly find all different walks of life here, but you'll most likely find that most people here are extremely creative. If you're into communicating with people who deem themselves being creative, then this is definitely going to be one of the best cities for you to visit on this list. Just be aware to not blend too much into the wannabe famous scene, because there are so many people who are into this, and just remember to be true to yourself. Now, in going to all these cities, a great way to actually find people is to, of course, utilize online dating websites. But which one is going to be the best one for you? Well, one way to figure that out is by taking our online dating website quiz. Using our online dating website quiz, it's going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating experience. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. Number 5 on the list is Nashville, Tennessee. And Nashville. I love Nashville, Tennessee. The city itself is surprisingly small in comparison to other United States cities. However, it is wildly entertaining. If you want to look for a crazy night out and you're looking for other people who are tourists like you and they are possibly looking for a one-night stand as well, then visiting Broad Street is probably going to be your best bet there. There'll be lots of music and dancing there as well, and you can just walk down the street and pick the bar with your favorite music and definitely dance with all of the people who are there and find yourself the one that you're looking for. But if you're looking for more of the local scene, East Nashville is definitely going to have more of that local scene where there are dive bars and a more relaxed area. Regardless of which path you choose, there is always going to be women who are out on the town having a good night out and possibly looking for somebody just like you. Nashville can also be much friendlier on your wallet in comparison to some of these other cities on this list as well, as everything is a bit more cheaper there in comparison. And this includes some of the places with their drinks too. I've gone to places where I've had 4 or 5 drinks that I've bought for a few people, and it only cost me about $15. So this is going to move me into number 6 on my list, which is Austin, Texas. Austin is a great hub in the US for all walks of life traveling through the US. One thing that really does seem to surprise a lot of first-time visitors to Austin is exactly how diverse Austin actually is. So if you love finding women from all different types of cultures, then Austin is going to be a great city for you to explore. Of course, there are also going to be those blonde girls with the cowgirl hats and their southern twang as well that in this city. So if that's what you're seeking, don't worry. You're definitely going to find that there as well. Austin is also a great hub for concerts as well. So if music is your thing, then Austin is going to be a great second choice over Nashville. Now, maybe you want to plan a date with somebody first before you go out with them, and you even want to go out with them as your date. Well, you need to know how to communicate with other people on online dating apps before you can do that. And the best way to figure out what the first thing you should say to them is by checking out our secret opening line formula. By utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. So if you want to have more conversations, which can lead to better dates, then you should definitely check out our secret opening line formula. So number 7 on my list is Boston, Massachusetts, and I actually grew up in this area, so I can attest to its unique charm. If I were to explain Boston to somebody who has never been there before, I'd say it's a much homier version of New York City. Sure, you'll run into your occasional masshole, which is what New Englanders call particular Massachusetts citizens, but they're not as common as you actually think they might be. And of course, Boston is also a main hub for concerts as well, and it has a host of great sports teams. So if you're into sports and you want to see sports teams like the Red Sox or the Celtics or the Bruins or even the Patriots, even though they're a little bit outside of Boston, then this is going to be a great hub for you to go to. So if you're looking for somebody who is a city dweller, but they're a little bit more down to earth and they're more likely into sports, then Boston is going to be a great option for you to utilize. This is going to move me into number 8 on my list, which is Chicago, Illinois. If you have been to Chicago before and you have gone about this dating scene there, you may notice that women are much more open about their sexuality here than they are in comparison to many other cities in the United States. Now, my biggest guess as to why this is because they're definitely putting some secret ingredient in their deep dish pizzas. But, you know, that's just a theory. But if you are somebody who actually does enjoy performing arts or museums and things along the lines of that, then Chicago is going to be a great option for you to check out. So this is going to move me on to the next one on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me on to number 9 on my list, which is Seattle, Washington. Seattle is one of the better options on this list, in my opinion, simply because it seems like people in Seattle are much happier for some reason in comparison to the rest of the citizens of the United States. The city is well known for its craftsmanship in coffee and beer. So if you are somebody who likes to have coffee dates or you like to meet somebody at a bar, then this is going to be a great option for you. I've also found that the women here are typically more progressive. They have a real emphasis on healthy living, and not just the women, but most people here are more technologically savvy. So if that's something that you're really interested in as well, then this is going to be a great city for you to explore. And number 10 on my list is none other than New York City, New York. There is nothing like visiting the concrete jungle that is NYC. You don't necessarily need to put yourself right in the middle of Times Square to be consistently surrounded by insanely beautiful women. And not only that, there are so many things to do in New York City that a single person could not actually do everything in a single lifetime. So if you are somebody who loves doing new things all of the time and you want to go on dates where you're consistently trying new things with somebody else as well, then New York City is just going to be the absolute best option for you. Also, not just that, there are so many foods that NYC has to offer too, and they are typically of a consistently good quality as well. Taking a cute girl on a date here is really going to be easy because there is something to do for everybody in New York City. This is definitely going to be one of the top ones on my list for a US city that every single man should visit. Now, of course, again, you do need to have great communication skills in the online dating world if you ever plan on taking these girls out on dates. So one way you can go about that is by checking out our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I highly suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Utilizing our online dating website quiz, it's going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. At the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find the necessities for those links in the bio down below, along with our online dating website deals page and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. Super duper appreciate it. I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!